الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again to our episode of the series entitled Street Life. It is our hope that in this series we're going to try and cover some of the topics, some of the issues affecting our youth out on the street, i.e. on a day-to-day basis, the issues faced by our youngsters, our youth in the UK, in the United States, in these countries. And this silsila, this episode comes to you in the English language, especially for these countries. The topic we're going to cover today, I'm going to mention in a moment. Before doing so, inshallah, like always, we start with recitation from the Holy Quran. I'm going to have to ask Hafiz Saab to recite some verses from the glorious Quran. And then, inshallah, I'll mention the topic, the really important topic that we're going to discuss in our silsila today. Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم
آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان الله I'm going to ask Hafiz Saab to give us the translation for these verses of the Holy Quran that we just heard so that we can inshallah try to understand what has been mentioned
inshallah. Translation from Kanzul Iman O people who believe wine and gambling and idols and the darts are impure the words of shaitan Therefore, keep avoiding them so that you may succeed. The devil only seeks to instill hatred and enmity between you with wine and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and from prayer. So have you desisted? Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you might have got an idea from the translation that we just heard about the topic that we're going to discuss today. Extremely important topic, which is about the harmful effects of alcohol. It's something that is sadly, day by day, as the weeks and the months and the years pass, it's a problem that's getting worse in general society, but also sadly in some Muslim communities as well. And so Like always, Madani Channel and Dawat-e-Islami identifies problems that are affecting our Muslims on a day-by-day basis, and inshallah tries to come up with solutions for those problems. So that's what we're going to discuss today. And before moving substantively onto our topic, inshallah, we're going to listen to a kalam, and I'm going to ask the brother to read the kalam, inshallah, and after that, we're going to crack on with the topic for today.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. चमके तुझसे पाते हैं सब पाने वाले चमके तुझसे पाते हैं सब पाने वाले मेरा दिल भी चमका दे
Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, you are with us today in this episode of Street Life. And in this episode today, we are talking about a problem, an issue that living here in countries such as the UK, living in the West, is an issue that we face on a day-by-day basis. And what we're talking about today, my dear Islamic brothers, is the harmful effects of alcohol. Now, everybody watching this silsila, this episode today, will understand, will know that in Islam, alcohol is prohibited. We are advised, we are told to stay away from alcohol. What we're going to try and understand in today's episode is the harmful effects of alcohol that our beautiful religion of Islam is protecting us from.
Subhanallah.
And this program, this episode today that you're watching is not just for those people who have drunk alcohol or who might be engrossed in that problem, but it's for all of us so that we can understand the negative, the bad, harmful effects of alcohol and stay away ourselves and save our families. And for those who may have strayed into this, for them to learn, for them to reflect, and inshallah, from them to save themselves in the future as well. So we're going to start today this subject by talking about some of the harmful effects. And there are many, whether that's on your family, on your finances, on your society, on your circle of friends, and also on your health. Alhamdulillah, we have brothers here with us, and they're going to go into this a bit deeper and give us some explanations and real-life examples of how this has happened. Hafsa, would you shed some light on this for us?
Inshallah Azawajal, I'm going to start off with what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said about alcohol itself.
Yani, now, so you mean from a religious perspective?
From a religious point of view, why did Islam forbid us from even going closer to alcohol? There's a few things that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. In one of the hadiths which is quoted in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that every intoxicant is wine and every wine is haram. So from an Islamic point of view, we know that alcohol is haram. Now, it doesn't mean that if someone thinks, well, I'm only going to drink one sip of it, I only drank one sip. Even though if it's one sip or if it's one glass, whatever, alcohol is haram.
It's forbidden.
It's forbidden, totally against. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has so much hatred for alcohol that in one of the hadiths, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, throw it against the wall because it is a beverage for one who does not believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when an alcoholic drinks alcohol, he is not a believer.
So you mentioned from a religious perspective, and you know, alhamdulillah, we've learned from that through the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that alcohol is forbidden, and some of the dangers, some of the destructions of this substance have been mentioned to us. But you know, living here in the West, living in the UK, you know, some of the viewers might be thinking that gone are those days when you would have to go out and search for alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a time now where alcohol is readily available.
It's delivered to your door.
You go on to watch the TV and every second advert is about some alcohol. Mm. If you work, then your colleagues around you drink alcohol. They talk about drinking alcohol. They talk about Friday, Saturday night, and everything there revolves around drinking, getting drunk, and having a hangover the second day.
Yeah.
So it is a test. It is for a test for our youngsters living in this society. But of course, Islam does it for our protection. But I think what would be useful for us to understand also is some of the other harmful effects that Islam is saving us from.
Yeah.
Yes. The harmful effects of alcohol. So if somebody is watching today and he lives in this society and there is pressure all around him, yeah, how can we educate that youngster today to stay away from this in the future?
I think first thing, Vaseem bhai, is that as a Muslim, you know, we should be proud of our heritage, we should be proud of our roots,
mm-hmm.
and alhamdulillah, we should be proud of being a Muslim.
Mm.
The one thing that at this moment of time, if someone, ma'azallah, does offer you alcohol, we should be brave enough to say that, no, I'm a Muslim.
Mm.
I do not drink alcohol. And you know, when you're talking about some of the, you know, how we can keep away from alcohol in such a society, again, the fear of Allah is the most important
thing.
We'll
come on to that towards the end of the program today, about how we can stay away from this. What I want to talk about for the moment is the harmful effects. You know, drinking alcohol, the person who, not necessarily is an alcoholic, but the person who drinks alcohol regularly, it can affect his health severely.
Yes.
You know, people develop liver problems, people's major organs fail. Why? Because of that alcohol. Because, you know, a body, the way Allah created us, it was not meant to be consuming alcohol. Yeah, not meant to be consuming it in such extent that damages organs of the body.
Yes.
Yeah, similarly, when a person, alcohol is an intoxicant. Yeah, so the idea is you drink it once, you like it, you want to go back for more. And then the next time you want to drink more.
It
so
affects
it's
the intellect. Okay? And it affects it so much that a person becomes a joke even to the children as well.
Mm.
Okay? There's a pious person who says that once I saw an alcoholic person, he was urinating on one of the sides, and then he touched his urine and he was rubbing it on his face.
Mm.
Because he's lost his intellect,
completely
he doesn't know what he's doing.
And
yeah.
You know, some of the medical side effects, you know, we live in the UK, and today one of the biggest burden on the NHS is treating alcoholics.
Yep.
And there was a psychiatrist, and he mentioned in a report that 30 years he's been treating people with alcohol-related diseases.
Mm.
And he says that for 30 years, he came up with the conclusion that instead of getting better, you know, they might get off alcohol, they might not drink alcohol, but the side effects that have come in the later life is that they'll have diabetes,
yeah.
They'll have liver problems, chronic problems, and all these things.
Major
came,
organs will fail.
Yes, they will.
And it's the accumulative effect of drinking alcohol throughout your life.
And
another point I was going to raise, and I want to open for discussion, is that, you know, okay, that's one point of view, that alcohol is affecting you, yeah? You know, somebody could think to themselves, well, I'm prepared to take that risk with my own health. I'm prepared to take that risk with my mental health. But, you know, alcohol, it doesn't just affect a person, does it? It affects those people around him, his family, you know, his expectations that his parents had on him.
Allah.
You know, tell us a bit about the position of an alcohol-drinking Muslim in a Muslim household.
I think, Wasim, because you touched on that, I've got... I know this Islamic brother, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he's done Tawbah, he's changed his ways, but sometimes, you know, as they say that, you know, it's too late.
Mm.
Now, his mum and dad, he came over to the UK, you know, to work, to earn money, to send money to his parents in Pakistan as well. But he came to the UK and he got involved with bad friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the result was that, you know, his mother and father, when they found out, obviously they were shocked. You know, our son, why did we send him over there and what he's got involved in? And he says that his parents were, you know, so shocked with this, and you know they disowned him.
Mm.
And his mom and dad passed away. They died. Yeah, he could not go to that janaza, only because, you know, the whole family went against him.
Mm.
And when I met him, he says that a few days ago it was my mom's anniversary for her first khatam sharif, and he goes that I was sat at home just crying. That, you know, what kind of a person, how did I live my life? And this person we're talking about was 55 years old.
Mm.
So from the age of 18 until 55 years old, he's been, you know, causing harm and problems to his parents. And because of that, now he's totally alone. No
he's
relatives.
He's been abandoned by his family.
Everyone's abandoned him.
Because of that sin.
Because of this bad sin.
Now, this is something for us all to reflect upon, my dear Sami brothers, and viewers of Madhi Channel at home as well. No contact with his mother throughout his life, and then when she died, when she passed away, he cannot even attend her khatam, he cannot attend her janaza. And this is the same mother that fed him milk, this is the same mother that clothed him, that picked him up when he fell down, that took him to school, that fed him, clothed him, nurtured him, made him into old enough so that he could go out and work. And rather than him then giving them the peace of an old age and providing for them, This one disease has taken all that away from him. And he will have started with one glass, won't it?
Yes.
Yeah? Would he have ever thought that by drinking this one glass of alcohol, this is what's going to happen to me, that I can't go to my mother's khatam? Yeah, he always starts with one glass.
We don't think about these things, do we, at that time? Now, if he had these things in mind, that, you know, what's going to happen, my parents, even though they live in thousands of miles away, they're still going to find out.
Mm.
And, you know, the day they found out, but the thing is, he was so, you know, indulged in this sin that there was, according to him at that time, I couldn't find a way out.
Mm.
And even he wanted to. He was so addicted to alcohol that, you know, he just, you know, started drowning himself.
But this is an addiction, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the point. And, you know, the test for us comes is that a person might think to himself, well, I'm only going out with work people today.
Yeah,
we're celebrating somebody's birthday. And this happens. It's a real life scenario. Many youngsters face this. Everybody at work get together Friday night, we're going out because, you know, it's a New Year's party or somebody's birthday, etc. And because 9 out of the 10 people are drinking, because they do it all the time, that one person is in a situation, yeah, I'm the one left out. And, you know, this thought might enter your mind, I'm only doing it tonight. you know, I'm in a faraway city, nobody knows me here, I'll drink it once and I won't never touch it again.
You know, if you talk about, you know, just one, that one person who thinks that is going to, just being in that place, you know, if it's a nightclub or a pub, for a Muslim, you know, you, sometimes people say, oh, well, I didn't have anything to drink, I just had a glass of orange. Just being in that place is not allowed in Islam.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a place of blame. Mm. You know, people will look at you and say, you know, what is he doing in a pub?
Mm.
Now, if the scenario that you've mentioned is that he's just going to drink one glass.
But sometimes it's not even a pub. You know, like these days, most restaurants,
they serve
alcohol. And it's a common thing, it's a pastime, isn't it?
What's important, if something is common in the public, it doesn't mean it's halal.
Yeah.
We have to realize this, we have to understand this.
Yeah.
And the way we
and the thing I think to be scared of, really, is that, you know, if you have that one glass, yeah, and it's an intoxicant, and if that one glass that you have is going to make you want to come back for more, what if you come back for more? I'm thinking, you know, as a Muslim who stays away from alcohol, you know, even the smell of alcohol, the stench of alcohol will give him a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah? But there are some Muslims, because they drink alcohol, they like the smell of alcohol. Yeah? What a dangerous situation to put yourself in, that you, by having one glass or by putting yourself in a compromising situation, what if you end up as one of those people?
You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when he mentions in his hadith that it is the mother of all evils.
Mm.
There is a waqia that is mentioned in the books that once a person, he was invited by a woman, and the woman gave him three options, either to commit zina with him, to drink one glass of alcohol, or to kill the child, you know, so to murder. So that person thought to himself, well, I'm not going to commit zina, I'm not going to kill this child, I'll just drink a glass of alcohol. Why? Because he was being blackmailed.
And he thought that was the least of
He thought that was the least thing that he could do. So he drank alcohol and he was intoxicated to such an extent that it was one glass after the other. And he came so intoxicated that he ended up committing zina with the woman and he ended up killing the child as well. You know, so that's why in the hadith, when they mention that it is a mother of all evils, it started off with drinking, and look how many sins that person has committed.
It's a very, very good point. Very good point, my viewers of Madni Channel, that we just heard about, is that, you know, alcohol often opens the door to many other sins.
Many other sins.
Yeah? And there are some that are directly related.
It's a gateway to so many sins.
So many sins. And I mean, we were talking about the harmful effects. One of the harmful effects is that you completely rinses your money.
Yeah.
The person who's Adi, yani who drinks alcohol a lot, his money, majority of his money is not spent on healthy food for his family.
No, it's alcohol.
It's not spent on clothes. It's not spent on making a good house. It's all spent on alcohol.
And then again, if he's working, you know, he's going to be kicked out of his job as well.
Yeah.
And then what is he going to do?
He'll drink the night before.
Yeah.
He'll go to work with a hangover,
yeah,
you know, as they say. And the person, like Amir Ahl Sunnah says, that, you know, that person is not good for anything.
No.
He's not good as a husband. He can't be a true parent to his children. He can't be a true employee at work. Any this disease of alcohol, why Islam is trying to keep us away, why we're doing this silsila today, is because once it starts, it opens the door to many, many other problems and many other sins.
One of the harmful effects of alcohol is that it's very difficult to get out of it.
And this is something for our youngsters watching our program today as well. You might be in that situation where you're 1 out of 10. Yeah, you might find that situation where everybody's going out to the pub or to the club on a Friday night and you're saying, I'm not going to
go. Just want to mention one more thing here, Usibe. Pubs, clubs, and now sadly we've got the shisha bars.
Yeah.
You know, I've been told that there are many, many shisha bars around there who are slowly coming into this routine. First of all, what it was, oh no, there's no alcohol, just only shisha. I don't know what they call it, shisha. You know, they're just only that. And then slowly,
flavored shisha.
Yeah, flavored shisha. Now, then came a time when it says, okay, we're not going to serve it, you can bring your own.
Mm.
And now, I've been told that these shisha bars are now selling alcohol as well.
I think youngsters watching will be thinking, yeah, these guys are too strict, man. You know, we just go to shisha to relax and have a good time. And, you know, if we're going out with our friends, and TK, if some of them are drinking, they're drinking. We're not drinking ourselves.
Okay, if that is being strict, yeah. If that is being strict, what if, ma'azallah, someone dies in that place? You know, what are people going to say? They're not going to say, oh, well, he was just there having a shisha, he didn't do anything. You're going to be blamed. And this is why Islam even prevents a person to going into that place. Because it's a place
what
of blame.
What a beautiful point. What a beautiful point there. About what if death comes to you at that point? And would that father be proud to say that my son Yeah, my beloved son. Yeah, who I spent so much on and I invested all of my life into this son of mine. My son died in a club. My son died in a shisha bar. My son died in a cinema. Yeah. It's a beautiful Madani pool for all of us. Never take yourself to such a place that if you were to die in that place, it would be embarrassment for you.
It's scary for himself as well. That the state he dies in, on the day of judgment, when he will rise up, he will die. He will rise
up in that state.
Well.
In that state. And in fact, Sirna Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great scholar, in mountains of knowledge, he mentions that there are four causes of a bad end, yani a bad death. And one of those causes is somebody who uses intoxicants regularly in his life. Yaar, what would happen to us if we died in a bad way? Yani we died without iman.
And now we were, you know, before when alcohol was being mentioned, people used to think, yeah, it's, you know, above 20s. And about nowadays, when you talk about alcohol, we start from the age of 12.
Mm. And there was a time when, you know, people, Muslims, if they would drink alcohol, they would hide themselves. If they would buy it from the supermarket, you know, they would go to such a supermarket where there were no Muslims working because they were embarrassed. Sadly, we live in those times now where our youngsters have got bottles in their hands. You know, you walk into the streets on a hot summer's day and they'll be openly drinking it and they'll be proud of the fact that they're drinking it.
And, you know, with these diseases, Wasim bhai, there's so many, you know, just imagine, I know of an Islamic brother, you know, and his friend, one of his friends, he says that in a younger age, you know, he's been hanging around with older boys and, you know, these lads were there. You know, I'm going to try to put a bit of street lingo in it as well. You know, some of these lads, well, we're only going for a chill out, man. What's happening? You know, why are you being a girl for? You know, and said, what happened end of the day? He says that my friend being addicted to so much alcohol that he is now, you know, his liver, he goes to hospital regularly. You know, to have his liver washed and things. Mm. And the doctors, yeah, they say that even though he survives, he's not going to have a long life. Mm. Okay, we know that life and death is in the possession of Allah. Everyone knows about that. But why are we putting ourselves into them dangers? That, you know, this is, for example, if someone drinks alcohol and he kills and he dies, you know, what would you call that? You know, it's haram death.
Mm. And another way of looking at it, perhaps, is, if there is anybody who's watching us now who drinks alcohol, yeah, and if you have children, you have nephews and nieces, yeah, would you put a glass of alcohol in their hand?
No.
You wouldn't. You never would, because you know the dangers and the harmful effects of this. What are you doing to yourself?
Yeah.
You know, they say that this life is a test for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, you have this life. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us everything, provision, health, wealth, you know, food. And how are we spending that?
That person who drinks alcohol, he puts his family into shame as well.
Mm.
You know, his children will go to school, to madrasa, and people will talk about, their son, their mother, their father. So why are you putting your family into that problem?
Mm.
You know, alhamdulillah, you know, if you are man enough, you know, you think, oh no, I'm man enough, then why are you putting your family in even to an extent that he'll put his family into danger?
Yeah.
I know where in a case, Tawfiq bhai, where a man, he was intoxicated with alcohol and he gave talaq to his wife, and what happened, that his wife's brothers came up and, you know, they beat him up.
Mm.
And the thing is, you know, why would you go to such an extent? And the thing is, coming back home, hitting your children, not talking to your parents, not talking to your wife, your children. You know, and then we say that, look, you know, and the easiest way out is, oh, I'm addicted, I can't help it. Yeah. That's sad, I don't buy
that. We'll come on to that in a second. If you can just summarize, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching our episode of the series called Street Life. And today in this episode, we're talking about a very common problem, a very common disease, which is alcohol. Something that we've heard about today, which is in effect a drug. It's addictive. And it keeps bringing you back for more. And just to summarize some of the harmful effects we've heard about, physical health, effects on your mental health, effects on your family, effects on your finances, effects on your children, effects on the wider society. Yeah, all of this for one glass, glass that satisfies your desire for more alcohol. Is it worth it? That on the one hand, and all of these effects on the other hand. It's certainly not worth it. And this is why our beautiful religion of Islam, the most beautiful religion, the complete way of life, saves us from all of this. and makes it haram for us.
Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has quoted this, that the hatred that Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for an alcoholic, he wouldn't even give salam to them.
Mm.
You know, salam is peace and blessings. Mm. Now you're deprived from peace and blessings as well.
Mm.
You know, and what you mentioned,
coming towards some sort, you need, if there's a person that's in this, how can that person try to get himself out? What are the kind of things that will hopefully start changing inside him?
I think, you know, one of the things is that he needs to have treatment. You know, because sometimes, you know, people, you know...
But you're saying treatment. You normally have treatment when you have a disease. Are you saying this is a disease?
It's a disease that will cause more diseases.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
So I think the first thing you have to do is own up. Yeah, yes, I have a problem. Don't think to yourself that, no, I don't drink that much. Even if you drink one glass, there is a problem there.
Very, very valid point.
There is a problem there.
And this is for our viewers at home as well. The first point that we need to realize for a person who wants help is for him to put his hand up and say, I've got a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. And here we're not talking about somebody who's a complete alcoholic. For a Muslim who's even drank one glass of wine or alcohol, in his life, that is a problem.
One glass is too far.
One too many.
One sip too many.
So the first point is to acknowledge. And then,
you know, for example, there are places out there that treat people who are addicted with alcohol.
So seek help.
Yeah, so number one is seek help. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go to a doctor, see your GP, see any specialist, you know, that can start treating you. Because, do toba as well. I think that's the first thing, because you know you only think that you're doing wrong. You start doing toba first. Yeah. You know after
and in toba as well. There's three stages of toba, isn't there? First, to acknowledge the sin you've committed. Secondly, to ask Allah for forgiveness. And then thirdly, to make intention to stay away from that sin. And another point as well is, you know, for people who find themselves in this situation, is ask Allah Azza wa Jal for help. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, if Allah Azza wa Jal wants, He can change somebody within an instant. Yeah? And ask Him for help. You know, sometimes we do a lot of talking, but we don't do a lot of asking.
Uduuni astajib lakum. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that in the Quran. Ask me, I'll accept your prayer.
I'll accept your prayer.
Dua is the weapon of a believer.
Subhanallah.
And another hadith which mentions that dua is the brain of all worship.
Subhanallah.
Yeah? Abdekin, we could spend hours. We could spend hours and hours discussing this. Yet, if we were to spend a moment asking Allah Azza wa Jal for help, you know, if I'm in a situation asking for help, and look how Allah Azza wa Jal can change somebody's fortune within a moment. There's a beautiful narration, a beautiful story, in fact, which is relevant to today's topic, of Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Some of you on the Madni channel may be familiar with this name. He's a great buzurg, an amazing buzurg. And his story, his life, has many flowers in it that we can learn from as well. His story of how he changed his life is that before he changed, he was an alcoholic. He used to drink a lot of alcohol. And, you know, many of his nights he would spend in an intoxicated state. What happened was one day he was walking somewhere and he saw on the floor, it was written on a piece of paper, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, in that state, he recognized this. He picked it up, he put some perfume on it, and he placed it on a high place, out of adab, out of respect. Now, what happened is that following day, somebody saw a dream in which Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was being called out to. And when this person who saw the dream went to find him, he saw him in a gathering of alcoholics, drinking alcohol. He thought there must be a mistake. And I've seen an incorrect dream.
Mm.
Next night, he sees the same dream again. And then next time when he goes to Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and he explains his dream to him that Allah Azza wa Jal protected you, then Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that's when his life begins to change.
Subhanallah.
And through the blessing, and he was, look where he was, in an intoxicated state, and where he ended up, that today, when we say his name, we say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi at the end of his
and
name.
And even the animals used to respect him. They never used to do Peshab on the way where they knew that Bishr Hafi would walk.
Because he used to walk barefoot.
Allah.
Yeah,
Allah.
This
Hafi
is
means barefoot.
Which was his title Allah. And part of his name as well. But look, my dear Sami brothers, if somebody wants to change, and if Allah Azza wa Jal wants somebody to change, that can happen in an instant. Yeah. So if we are in this situation today, our family member is, even if our father is, our uncles are, then make dua. Beg, ask Allah Azza wa Jal for help. Because if he Azza wa Jal wants it to change, inshallah, it will change.
Inshallah.
I think we're talking about the solutions, and I think one of the solutions that we should move forward to, or we should look towards, is having a principle for our life, that whenever we're about to do something, we should look at it, what is the religious ruling regarding this. Now, just regarding this alcohol, if you look how worse this is, I'm just going to mention to you a narration, and this proves that not just an alcoholic person, or to drink alcohol is haram, but there are other people who are attached to this business, and not that they're doing this act which is wrong, but it's so bad that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cursed them people. Our Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cursed 10 people with regards to alcohol. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. But there are loads of people who are selling alcohol, and they're Muslims. They're selling alcohol, and the only thing that, we're not selling it to Muslims, we're selling to the non-Muslims. Yeah, so it's jais for them.
But today they will realize that how bad it is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cursed them.
Yeah. But cursing means what does curse mean? I was going to ask you that.
Cursed, ulama mentioned that it means that the deprivation of mercy from Allah Ta'ala. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal does not reach you. And our Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying to those people who are attached to alcohol. And who are those 10 people? Number one, the producer. Number two, the one ordering its produce. Number three, drinker. Number four, one who carries it. Number five, the one who orders to carry it. Number six, one who serves it. Number seven, the seller. Number eight, the one who consumes its earnings. Number nine, the buyer. And number ten, the one who orders to buy it. So all those people who are attached to this business of alcohol from the moments of
production
all the way to selling, and then after that earning business out of it, all these people are cursed. And not just cursed from anyone, but the curse from the best of creation.
Allahu
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
My dear Sahib brothers, again, look at the depth of how hated this sin is, of drinking alcohol, producing alcohol, selling alcohol.
And yet we as Muslims, and we as a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are drinking alcohol. How can it happen?
And we were talking about solutions to fiqh by. One solution that we've not mentioned yet, because we're coming towards the conclusion of the silsila today, is that often a person ends up drinking alcohol. Why? Because of peer pressure, because of company. And you know, if that can be a reason for people going, somebody going into alcohol, it can be a reason for him to come out as well. If a person changes his company, there's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a friend is on the deen of his friend, so be careful who you make friends with. Now, if we really want to change, then a question we need to ask ourselves today, sat here, if you're sat at home, wherever you're watching this, whether you're in the UK, in the United States, in South Africa, wherever you're watching this Islam today, if I really want to change, what is my company? Do I need to change my company? The people that I hang about with, the lads that I chill out with on a Friday, Saturday night, the people that I go to the shisha bar with, the people who are the most rung numbers in my phone book, if these people are taking me closer towards alcohol and drugs and these things, then I need to change that company. Because on the day of judgment, if I go into the hellfire because of them, how unfortunate will that be?
And such friends, Wasim bhai, it's mentioned in a riwayat, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when one of the bad friends, he dies, he when he sees the punishment that Allah ta'ala has prepared for him, you know, and he cries in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he says that, oh Allah, when my friend dies, you know, be angry with him the way you were angry with me. And Ya Allah, punish him the way you have punished me. And then when a good friend, when he dies, and he sees the bounties and the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, that friend, he says, oh Allah, do not give death to my friend unless until you have shown him your mercy.
Allah.
And Ya Allah, be kind, and Ya Allah, be good with him the way you have been kind to me as well.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we've talked about a disease, alcohol. And no doubt from what we've learned today, this is a disease, an awful disease. And if Alhamdulillah, until now Allah has saved us from this, then whatever you've learned today, keep it in mind so that you can save yourselves and your coming generations from this disease going forward. If there's anybody watching who is themselves involved or knows somebody involved, now is the time to change. My dear Islamic brothers, why waste your life for the sake of this momentary enjoyment? Why waste our life over this? This life is not to be wasted. This individual who is today wasting his life in pubs and clubs, that individual has a role to play. He has a role to play as a husband. He has a role to play as a father. He has a role to play as an ambassador of Islam. That person has the potential to become a muballigh of Islam. Like we heard the story of the great Buzurgan-e-Din of Islam, how they changed and how they became examples for their society and for the generations after them. Let's all of us try to make ourselves better. Whatever position we are in today, let's try to improve ourselves. And Alhamdulillah for that, this beautiful organization of Dawat-e-Islami is here for you. This organization, my dear Islamic brothers, has changed the lives of millions. And this is not an overstatement. Countries around the world, from Pakistan and the Indian subcontinent, to the countries like the United States of America, to South Africa, to here in the United Kingdom, to places like Bangladesh, Australia, all over the world, this one beautiful organization has brought a revolution. And Dawat-e-Islami would like you to be part of this revolution as well. We would like you to come and take part in our activities. Wherever you're watching us from today, take part in the weekly Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. In most cities across the world, Dawat-e-Islami every Thursday evening holds a gathering. In that gathering, there is tilawat, there is naat, there is a bayan. Come and listen to that. On weekends, Dawat-e-Islami arranges kafilas to travel, where 2 days, 3 days you spend in the masjid learning your basics of deen. As well as that, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has 90 different departments. And I just want to finish today by mentioning that Amir Ahl al-Sunnah has written a book on this topic called The Mother of All Evil. Alhamdulillah, the brother is demonstrating it to you in front of the camera. This book, buy this book, read this book, and in fact distribute this book in your locality, inshallah you will see blessings in your home, you will see blessings in your community. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all tawfiq to maintain good company. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to stay away from sins. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all a good life, a pious life. And may He grant us all a death in the beautiful city of Medina.
Ameen.
Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.